In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're looking at Matthew 23, and I'm going to start with the 25th verse. We see that Matthew is speaking to Jewish people, and I'm going to tell you, they're not going to like this. The scribes and the Pharisees are not going to like what Matthew is saying, what Jesus is saying. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the outside of the platter, but within you are filled with extortion and excess." Do you think the scribes and Pharisees are going to like this, what Jesus said? "You blind Pharisees, you cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, then the outside of them may be cleaned also." He's also talking about the outward appearance of what they look like and the inward appearance that needs to be cleaned out because it's filled with sin. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like the whitewashed sepulchres, which indeed appear..." excuse me. "They appear beautiful outward, but within they are full of dead men's bones and uncleanliness." He compares them to the sepulchres that are whitewashed, that look very lovely outside, but inside there are bones and uncleanliness. "Even so, you are outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." How do you think the scribes and Pharisees are going to take this? They can take this. They're going to crucify him. They're going to crucify him. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And you say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, be my witness unto you yourselves, that you are children of them which killed the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" I'm telling you, Jesus is right after these scribes and Pharisees. They're not going to like this. They're going to hate him. They're going to put him on a cross. "Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you kill, some of them you crucify, and some of them you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city unto city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Truly, truly, I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation." Jesus is just calling out the scribes and the Pharisees. He tells them that you do whatever they tell you to do, but they don't do it themselves. They put heavy burdens on people. And they don't lift a finger to help them. I'm telling you, we want this to be a time of mercy. The Pope is calling it a time of mercy. It's always a time of mercy because Jesus is merciful to us. Jesus is merciful to us. But we must call sin, sin. But Jesus is merciful to us. He is merciful to us. And then, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you would not come." Oh, please, Lord, we want to be under your wings. We want to take refuge, Lord, to come under your wings. "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. That's the temple. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, this is chapter 24, went out and departed from the temple with his disciples who came with him to show him the buildings of the temple. They said, look at the beautiful buildings of these temples. Isn't this wonderful? Look at the stones. Look at how glorious it is. And Jesus said unto them, See not all these things? Truly, truly, I say unto you, there shall not be left there one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That took place in the year 70. Why? Because they failed to realize the visitation of God in Jesus Christ. They failed to realize the visitation of God in Jesus Christ. Have you seen Jesus? Have you realized the visitation of God in Jesus? Have you given your life to Him? Have you been sold out to Him? Don't be one of the Pharisees that clean the outside of the cup, but the inside is filled with dirt and grime, talking about the inside of our hearts. I was thinking this morning of what Margaret Mary heard Jesus say many years ago. See the heart that has loved men so and has been so little loved in return. Isn't that something? That the Sacred Heart of Jesus has so loved men and women, but been so little loved in return. Every stone shall be thrown down, the Lord says. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and when you're on the Mount of Olives, you're looking into the holy city of Jerusalem, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no one deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Wars and rumors of wars. Well, we have plenty of that happening. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So yes, we've seen these things. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for the sake of my name. And we see this happening in the Middle East. We see that ISIS is killing Christians. ISIS is beheading Christians. ISIS is putting Christians on crosses. Yes, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Oh, it's the sake of Jesus, the namesake of Jesus. I was saying this morning that you can talk about in school Buddha, Allah, Mickey Mouse, but you mention the name of Jesus, they'll throw you out. Why? Because Jesus is the truth. He is the full revelation of the Father. Thank you, Lord. He is the full revelation of the Father. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Remember what he said? Mother against daughter, daughter against mother, father against son, son against father, daughter against mother-in-law, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. Remember Jesus said that, all because of his name, that name brings division and it brings salvation. Oh yes, depends upon what you want it to be. Just heard this week about a young woman who was going to change her major to ministry, and her family threw her out of the house, changed the locks. Let me tell you, I don't know these people. I don't even know where they live. But the point of the matter is this, that mother against daughter, daughter against mother, because of the name of Jesus, because of the name of Jesus. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall be bound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because of the increase of sin, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of in our hearts would be cold because of the increase of sin. But you shall endure until the end, and if you endure until the end, you shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness unto the nations, and then shall come the end. So I guess the gospel has not been preached to all nations yet. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, the place of the temple, the holy of holies, whoever read this, let him understand. Then let them which is be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight not be in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, yes, the great tribulation, such as not been since from the beginning of the world to this time, no, not even shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those who are the children of God, those days shall be shortened. Thank you, Lord. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, don't believe it. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if ye were possible, they should even deceive the elect. We want nothing to do with false prophets. We want nothing to do with false doctrines, nothing. Behold, I have told you this before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, don't go. Behold, he is in secret chambers, don't believe it. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall also the Son of Man come. For whosoever, wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. You know, before the coming of the Lord, you know, people are waiting for the rapture. But I believe there's going to be a real rupture before the coming of the Lord. And if he wants to rapture us, hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? But I think that before the coming of the Lord in the rapture, if there is a rapture, we will be ruptured. There will be fighting. There will be distress. There will be killings of Christians. We are seeing this in the Middle East, in Nigeria, in China. I don't know about Russia right now, but it's all against Jesus. If they kill people, it's not because they kill people. It's because they hate Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Have you given your heart to Jesus today? Is he your Lord and your Savior? Have you decided to live for Jesus today? Have you decided to be his emissary? Have you decided to be his friend? Have you decided to be his prophet? Have you decided to be his? This is so important. Immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. What will that sign be? The early church fathers said the earth sign in heaven will be the cross. But I don't know if that's true. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, for they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven and in the power of great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens till the next. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So likewise, when you see all these things happening, you know that he is near, even at the door. Hallelujah. The fig tree represents Israel. truly, truly, I say to you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. The generation of Israel, the generation of the fig tree. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Hallelujah. This is so important. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the words of the Lord shall not pass away. How many words of the Lord are in your heart? How many words of the Lord are in your heart? Like, I am Tom whom Jesus loves. That's one word. The love of God is being poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit. That's another word. I have been born again. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. By God's grace, I can heal the sick. By God's grace, I can prophesy. I am a child of God. I am a son of the Father, wrought through the blood of Jesus. How many words are in your heart that you can just take if there be no Bible? How many words are in your heart that you have from Jesus? You say, I don't have any words. I am the resurrection and the life. As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved me. You see, these words, we need to speak them out so that we would know who we are in Christ. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, it's going to be business as usual. People that are having their automobiles fixed, this is going to happen. People that have flat tires, fixing their flat tires. People that are shopping at the Market Basket. These things shall be taking place when the Son of Man comes. It'll be like the days of Noah. They were being married and given in marriage. They were doing business and being business people. Let's continue. Then shall there be in the field the one shall be taken and the other one left. This is where people get the rapture. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. One shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord comes. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in which the thief would come, he would have watched and would have been suffering his house not to be broken into. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is the servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Truly, truly, I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over his goods. But if the evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, he shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of the servants shall come in that day when he looks for him. In that hour he shall be aware and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. In other words, listen, everything that we do, it needs to be done for the sake of Jesus. We need to treat people with the love of God. We need to treat people with the love of God. This is the year of mercy. We want to always be merciful to people. I do not want to put heavy burdens on people's backs, because God forgives. God forgives. The sin of abortion, forgiven if you go to confession. And you know, when people come to confession, the sin of abortion, what they've taught us is you give the child a name and you celebrate a mass for the child. And then what happens? Then you can let go of the child, and that child is waiting for you in heaven. This is real. This is real. This is real. This is real. God has given all this to us, and we need to put our life behind what God has given. Do you realize what I'm saying? Do not be like the scribes and Pharisees that have an outward appearance of religion, but do not know the power. I tell you, God wants us to know the power of our faith, the power of our hope, the power of our charity. He wants us to know that. The power of the Eucharist, He wants us to know that. And so I say to you today, do not be like the Pharisees and the scribes. Render your heart to Jesus. Give Him your life. Let Him be your Lord and your Savior. Live for Him day by day, not only on Sunday, not only on Wednesday for prayer meeting, but live for Jesus day by day. And love people. Remember, God so loved the world, He so loved people, that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in the Son might not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus was not sent to condemn you, but that the world might be saved through Him, that you might be saved through Him, and that you might live for Him in this dark, cold world. I tell you, everything can be talked about in the schools. They can talk about Buddha. They can talk about Allah. But no one can talk about Jesus. We are living in a dark, dreary world that has crossed out Jesus, and that has crossed out the cross, and that has crossed out His blood. But I tell you, we need to stand erect and to proclaim Jesus wherever we go, and to love people, oh yes, to love people, and to give mercy to people. Because to the degree of mercy that we give to people is the degree of mercy that we're going to receive. We do not want to be like the scribes and Pharisees that put hard things on people's backs and don't give a lift a finger to help them carry it. We want to bring people to the saving power of Jesus Christ, to the mercy of God, to the mercy of God, oh yes, to the mercy of God. I often have people coming into the rectory to go to confession. It's not something that doesn't usually happen. And the other day it would happen, I had two or three people. And always mercy. Always mercy. Always mercy. Yes, we call sin, sin, but always mercy. We want to have mercy on people because Jesus has mercy on us. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. When was the last time you sent in something for in season and out of season? if you have been blessed by in season and out of season, we really need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Your money goes for the propagation of the gospel. We are on YouTube. We are on the internet. People are always listening. People are always commenting. But you see, we're here in Boston on two stations, on WEZE Monday through Friday at 11:15, then WROL at 11:30. And then we're on WEZE 9:45 in the evening and 3 in the morning. I want to invite you to the Days of Glory from November 5th to the 8th, and it's going to be held in the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn. And you are welcome to come for the whole time or just for one or two days. And this is the telephone number you need to call. 520-423-9290. 520-423-9290. May Jesus Christ be praised. May His name be praised. May His blood be praised. And may you know the power of God's love today. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.